Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects us with the topics, issues, and people that are important to you. And often here in the Pikes Peak region, we can feel a little spoiled. I mean, we have so much natural beauty around us, whether it's Pikes Peak or Garden of the Gods or Black Forest, but we also have an embarrassment of riches when it comes to our arts offerings. And today we're going to be focusing on that, on the Entz Center for the Arts, on GOCA, for contemporary art, and on theater works. So I'd like to welcome to the show, first of all, the executive director for the Entz Center for the Arts, David Siegel. David, thank you for joining us here.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Now, the Entz Center supports so many different art forms, music, dance, visual arts, theater, etc., and cultural organizations as well across the Pikes Peak region. Why don't you share some more about everything that happens at the Entz Center for the Arts?
Of course. Yeah, the Entz Center is a really unique venue nationally. We have four pillar programs, and we also support the academic arts programs here at UCCS. So our four pillar programs are Theater Works, a professional theater company in residence at UCCS, and you'll hear more from the Theater Works artistic director, Caitlin Lowens, later this hour. The Galleries of Contemporary Art, or GOCA, directed by Joy Armstrong. We also have a presenting series, so that's bringing in national and international touring acts from around the world to perform for Colorado Springs audiences, and I'll share more about a few upcoming performances in just a bit. And then finally, and this I think is really key and one of the things that distinguishes the Entz Center from other venues like this nationally, is that we have a rental program and really take pride in supporting other local arts organizations to perform in this space. So everything from this past weekend, the Colorado Springs Youth Symphony and the Colorado Springs Philharmonic were performing actually together, side by side, to we have a litany of children's musicals that perform in the space over the summer. So just that wide range, and it's a venue that's accessible for the entire community, supported by UCCS, but it's really a community venue that we all have access to, and that's incredibly unique around the country. We're really lucky to have it.
Why are the arts so important in this day and age?
Oh, gosh, that's such a good question. Well, you know, when I hear some of the coverage coming out of Super Tuesday yesterday and just kind of take in the national discourse, we are struggling across the country, not just in Colorado Springs, to have sense of place and you know, what makes us, what unites us. And the arts do just that. The arts are a common language that we can all come together around to understand what makes us human, what makes us us. You know, I'm a violinist myself, and it became really clear to me early on in my musical career that the arts were the way that I had to express emotions. And I think that's something that we sorely need, is a better language to express our feelings right now. The arts do that, and at the same time they're fun. You know, we can talk about all of these big meaningful things that the arts contribute to our lives, but at the end of the day, to come see a show, have a glass of wine, that's fun, and we also need that in our lives right now.
Yeah, and remember, folks, before there was TikTok and social media and Facebook and, you know, TV and radio even, there were performances on stage and musical symphonies and that people to this day are still enjoying. But it does harken back to a time when you can get that sense of community from being in a space and being exposed to something like this. Tell us about your background. You mentioned you were a violinist. Is that how you came to this work?
It is, yeah. So I grew up in Colorado Springs and quite frankly couldn't wait to get out. I moved to New York City and pursued a performing career in the city for several years. And at some point realized, Colorado Springs is actually a really lovely place to live. You mentioned Pikes Peak, the Garden of the Gods, all of the natural beauty. And we also had a much far more robust arts and culture scene than I ever knew growing up here in Colorado Springs. So I came back and had the privilege of serving as an Elpamar Foundation Fellow for a few years, and then spent a decade running the B. Vredenburg Foundation. And throughout, the B. Vredenburg Foundation is a private foundation that makes grants to arts organizations mm-hmm. in the Pikes Peak region. And throughout that whole trajectory, I had the opportunity to continue playing, and to this day, I play in several, performing several bands and other groups around town. And it's clear, I mentioned that the arts are the way that I have to express emotion. And just what a privilege that really is to have that outlet and to be able to speak in that way. I was a very poor student growing up. The fact that I work at a university now is sort of laughable to me because I was so poor at school. But again, the arts and for me, music and violin, that was my outlet. And so I really appreciate the through line of the career that I feel very lucky to have now, working at UCCS and working with UCCS students, speaking with students outside in the halls outside my office every day. They enjoy the same benefit that I enjoyed from the arts and continue to enjoy from the arts growing up.
Before we go to break, David, we know that the Dance Center hosts hundreds of individual performances and events over a year's time. So literally every night of the week, there's something to see or enjoy at the Dance Center. So which upcoming performances are you excited about?
Yeah. In fact, we had 430 performances last year. So a big year. I will tell you about four upcoming performances. The first is next Friday. We partner with Epic Concerts. Epic is a chamber music series, and they have an oboe, flute, and clarinet performance in the Chapman Foundation's Recital Hall next Friday, March 15th. The day before that, the students, I mentioned the UCCS students, they open a musical, Cats, on March 14th at 7:30. Followed up by, you're going to hear more from Caitlin Lowndes with TheaterWorks, but TheaterWorks is the season of musicals at the Dance Center. On March 21st, for 4 days only, TheaterWorks opens up Into the Woods by Stephen Sondheim in concert, and that's a partnership with the Chamber Orchestra of the Springs, as well as the Colorado Springs Conservatory. And then finally, a little bit further out, we have an amazing a cappella quintet from London, England, that will be here on April 11th. They're called Apollo 5. They'll be here the evening of April 11th for an evening of a cappella music. So just some of the many things coming up over the next several weeks and months at the Dance Center.
Oh, fantastic. And reasonable priced as well. So a wonderful way to expose your family or yourselves to some of these performances. We need to take a short break. When we come back, we'll have more on these organizations that do so much to enrich our lives through the arts. That's when The Extra continues. We're back with The Extra, and our next guest, Joy Armstrong, is director and lead curator of GOCA. And first of all, you were recently appointed to this position as new director of GOCA. First of all, explain what GOCA is and what goals and visions you have for it.
Yeah, great. It's so nice to be here. Thanks for having me. So GOCA stands for the Galleries of Contemporary Art, galleries plural. So we do have multiple spaces here at the Dance Center where we feature contemporary art, primarily living artists and artists who are really responding to the issues of today. I've been here since November, but I've been a part of the DOCA community for many years as a creative professional here in Colorado Springs, as well as a former board member. And I'm delighted to be here. Some of my goals at DOCA surround our unique positionality here as a campus asset, but we have such a powerful community face and a really long history of being an intersection for both campus and community here at DOCA. So my goal at the moment, short and long term, is to really lean into that legacy and think about how we can expand upon it by having a more intentional focus on collaboration with both people and with organizations and a lot of folks who might not be traditionally involved in the arts. So my desire is to think really deeply about how arts and health can support each other. And I would love to see DOCA grow into a place where people can not only come and experience world-class art exhibitions and unique events, but also where we can think about DOCA as a site for non-clinical medicine, for education, for social justice initiatives, and see those things come together as we're elevating identity and expanding access, and how all of these things can improve health and well-being in our community.
Are there any specific challenges or opportunities that you see facing the galleries or the art scene?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, thinking about our community, but challenges and opportunities, I think, writ large in terms of creative professions and not just visual arts, but the arts in general. And, you know, for us, our creative community is really strong. And we have so many individuals and organizations that are engaged in really important work. But one of our, I think, most significant challenges, and this probably comes as no surprise, that the resources available to us are pretty scarce in terms of financial support. We have amazing donors in this community, but they are pulled in so many directions. And currently, the community of Colorado Springs does not generate any public support for the arts, unlike many of our peer cities that have civic initiatives that make arts endeavors more viable, like 1% for the arts programs, for example. Mm-hmm. So I think one of our biggest challenges is that we have greater demand than supply of funding, certainly, to bring all of the amazing work into fruition. But I see this as a tremendous opportunity for us as well, as we can come together, think about collaboration to increase awareness of everything that's happening in our community, increase education around the value of the arts as it contributes to economic growth and to social well-being, and to really encourage our residents and our leaders to support funding for the arts. I have been a member of this community for many, many years, and I think that there continue to be unexplored opportunities for mutual support of arts organizations through coalition building and collaboration. And thinking about the many ways that we can increase the power of our respective limitations by coming together through some shared effort.
Mm, sounds ambitious, but I applaud the effort. We are coming up against the bottom of the hour. So before we head off for this half hour, what is an upcoming offering that visitors should be looking forward to?
Well, I mean, I would like to say that everything upcoming is something to look forward to, but one of the things that I'm most excited about is a group show that is opening this summer. It's called We Are the Sky. It opens July 11th and runs to the beginning of October. And this exhibition features nearly 40 artists who are working on creative projects that range from traditional visual art to immersive and experiential performance and other types of offerings. And this exhibition is exclusively Pikes Peak Region artists. And it makes me so excited because there was I released a call for submissions and more than 80 artists applied. Many of them I've never met before. And that brings me tremendous joy and optimism as I think about expanding our creative circle of giving artists who maybe have not felt welcomed or had had opportunities to share their work with our community, and to see them coming together and submitting these really wonderful applications for this summer exhibition that responded to the charge to think about collaboration across disciplines or working with a new partner, to be thinking about a different mode of expression than what they're normally working within. And all of the themes are surrounding creative practice and mental health, our community identity as an arts community, and thinking about expansion and inclusion and innovation through the arts.
Well, sign me up to come visit that. All right. Well, we have to take a break right here. Joy Armstrong has been answering some of these questions. She's the director and lead curator at GOCA, the Galleries of Contemporary Arts at the Ent Center. When we come back, we'll be talking more about the art scene here in the Pikes Peak region. Keep on listening to The Extra. We're back with The Extra and our show today focusing on some of the wonderful arts resources we have in the Pikes Peak region. We were talking just recently about GOCA, the Galleries of Contemporary Arts, as well as Ent Center for the Arts, some of the performances and the availability of performance space for groups to take advantage of that. And right now, we'd like to welcome on the KRDO Newsline, Caitlin Lowens, Artistic Director of TheaterWorks. And Caitlin, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Shannon.
TheaterWorks has been such a central part of our community in Colorado Springs. I mean, it's been around for decades. What keeps the work that TheaterWorks does relevant in what has been a changing environment, a changing community?
You're right. We have been around for decades. We've been around for almost 50 years,
wow,
actually. And I think what keeps us relevant over that time is keeping our mission and the idea of service to the Pikes Peak region at the center of what we do. So here at TheaterWorks, we're really committed to the idea of the arts and theater specifically as both a mirror and a window, a mirror in which people can see themselves reflected and in their own experience, and then also a window where they can see the experiences of others who may be different from them and build that empathy that is part of what David talked about as he talked about how we talk to each other across difference. And in those, we really have to offer our audiences a breadth of work across the five or six shows of our season. Pikes Peak audiences are going to see things, stories that are really different, ways of telling the stories that are really different. And on our stage, they're also going to see a very diverse mix of artists. And what's especially important to us is that we mix local Colorado Springs-based artists with Colorado-wide artists, with nationally working artists. And then all of those people gather together right here in Colorado Springs to make something that can only be seen here at TheaterWorks. And that cross-pollination of people's different experiences, we think, makes some really unique art just for the people who live here in the Pikes Peak region. And that's what we hope keeps us relevant to our community.
Well, Into the Woods in Concert captures an even wider swath of the local town than most TheaterWorks productions, it sounds like. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the collaboration that's going on with this project?
Yes. So lately, TheaterWorks, since the opening of the Ent Center, has been dipping its toe more into musical theater storytelling. So in the first year of the Ent Center, we offered Oklahoma and Little Shop of Horrors. And then in last year's season, we followed it up with a little-known musical, a collaboration with Jay Chang Tablada and myself called Lumberjacks in Love. And we wanted to keep developing musical theater as a way that TheaterWorks could bring folks together. But we wanted to also do something a little bit different. And one of the things that's true is in March, we have an opportunity to look at other spaces inside the Ent Center while the students are making their home in the Dusty Lou Bon Vivant Theater doing their annual large-scale work. So we started looking at the Shockley Zalivok Theater, the largest, most expansive of the spaces here at the Ent Center for the Arts. And Into the Woods is a musical that I have loved very much. I've worked on it before. And its composer, Stephen Sondheim, actually passed away within the last few years. So a lot of theaters have been returning to Sondheim, celebrating his work across the musical theater canon. But one of the things that's most true about Sondheim is people celebrate not only his lyrics, his language is so incredibly wonderful, but also his music. And oftentimes in the musical theater, we don't get to experience the music in the way that it was originally intended. We might take an orchestration arranged for 16 musicians and figure out how we can do a really interesting version of it with 8. But because Into the Woods is so lush, so beautiful, we wanted to do it with its full glorious orchestration. And we reached out to the good folks at the Chamber Orchestra of the Springs. So that's the first piece of the collaboration, that the Chamber Orchestra of the Springs is going to be the orchestra for Into the Woods in concert. We're going to do the full, beautiful orchestration, and they had their first music rehearsal this past week, and I can tell you that it sounds gorgeous. It's like you're sitting amongst the soundtrack for the show.
Mm.
And then the other thing that's true about Into the Woods is that there are two roles for young people. Because it's a story about generations. It's a story about how we pass on what we learn to the children who come after us. And so it also seems like an opportunity to partner with an organization that serves the young people of Colorado Springs who are very excited about the arts. So we partnered with the Colorado Springs Conservatory, and both of the two young performers playing Jack of Jack and the Beanstalk and Little Red, respectively, are drawn from the Colorado Springs Conservatory program. And I can tell you after a few days of rehearsal that they are absolutely holding their own with the professional actors that have been drawn from all around Colorado. So it's wonderful to see young local talent, the next generation of talent, growing up within this production, as well as being able to celebrate the amazing artistry, both instrumental and vocal and acting, that is happening amongst the chamber orchestra players.
Certainly.
And then, of course, our own professional actors.
Fantastic. Well, Caitlin, we need to take a break here. When we come back, I'm going to be asking you beyond Into the Woods in concert or even beyond the Ent Center, we're going to be asking you about what other offerings are on tap. That's when the Extra continues. You're listening to KRDO News Radio. We're back with KRDO News Radio's The Extra, and today our focus on a bunch of different organizations that are helping to enrich our arts lives. And so we have Caitlin Lowens on the line, and she is the Artistic Director for TheaterWorks. So as I was mentioning before we went to break, I mean, we were talking about Into the Woods in concert and the Ent Center overall, but what other offerings can you point our listeners to that might be some way to explore TheaterWorks?
Yeah, so it's true that TheaterWorks makes its home at the Ent Center. And as you can tell from the last answer, we have been exploring all of the different spaces available in the Ent Center. And after that, we'll be back in our usual home in the Dusty Loo with Othello in the spring. But one of the programs of TheaterWorks that folks don't know as much about is a program called Act Out, which is now in its 5th year. And with that program, we actually take a work outside the Ent Center. So we perform in parks, libraries, community centers, with other arts festivals, at centers for the unhoused, pretty much anywhere where you can gather 6 actors and an audience. We are excited to go there. And so Act Out this summer is going to be performing a short version of the Shakespeare comedy Two Gentlemen of Verona, or as we're calling it, because it's shorter, Two Gents. And we'll be all around the Pikes Peak region in May, June, and very early July of this year. And when I say all around, we're going to be at 6 Pikes Peak Library branches. We're going down to Pueblo. We're going out to Florence, to Green Mountain Falls, to Simla, up to Palmer Lake. So we really try and take this short Shakespeare piece. It's about 70 minutes. It's designed for the whole family. It's very, very fun. And we take that out to the community after having done a short school tour as well. So in late May, before we are ready to show it to the public, we also take it for free to, I think, around 15 local middle and high schools, where we take this Shakespeare play and we perform for them right in their school, making sure that the arts are accessible to everyone in the Pikes Peak region.
I love Shakespeare. I love watching it. I love when I was in high school, I memorized a soliloquy or two. So I love all of that. So that's great. Fantastic. So once again, the dates for Into the Woods in concert?
Absolutely. Into the Woods in Concert runs 4 days only, Thursday, March 21st through Sunday, March 24th.
All right. And David, I think, is on the line. David Siegel, Executive Director of Entz Center for the Arts. As we are wrapping up this final segment, David, I also want you to talk about how the Entz Center, because it's part of UCCS, builds university programming into some of these programs. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, UCCS has a long history of support for the arts, and in so many ways, UCCS really treats the arts the way many universities treat athletics. So the arts are where, the arts are where community and campus come together. And so there are a few upcoming events that I think really illustrate that. The first is the Chinese New Year Festival. The Colorado Springs Chinese Cultural Institute is hosting the festival in the space, but working with the UCCS Asian and Pacific Islander Student Union, the as well as many other clubs and departments here at UCCS. And that'll be March 30th. And then something a little bit sooner, UCCS has a world-renowned program on resiliency. Dr. Chip Benight studies resiliency as a psychology professor and works with first responders and military from across the country on how to build in practices of resilience in their daily lives. And it's the Lyda Hill Institute for Human Resilience, and they are doing a GRIT conference on actually this Monday, March 11th, featuring Amy Van Dyken among many other several Olympians, among many other speakers. And so that event is free and open to anyone in the community, though registration is required. And there's more information about that on the Entz Center website.
And I wish we had more time, but we're down to our last minute or two. I know we wanted to talk about the Prologue series and the VAPA Senior Show, Visual Arts and Performing Arts Senior Show. Can you just mention the dates for those so that our audience and our listeners can hear about them?
Yes. So the VAPA, which is the Department of Visual and Performing Arts, we are delighted to host a Visual Arts Senior Show here at the Entz Center for the first time, traditionally held in our downtown gallery, which we no longer operate. So right here in our main campus gallery, we will have the Visual Arts Seniors showing their work, and that opens on Friday, April 12th, and will run here on campus for about a month.
And then, Caitlin, what about this Prologue series?
Absolutely. So the Prologue series is a lecture series, also from our friends at the Visual and Performing Arts Department, specifically theater and dance. And on March 16th, they will present a prologue with legendary Broadway performer and producer LaShanz, who is a multiple Tony Award winner and starred in The Color Purple. And that'll be 6 p.m. on Saturday, March 16th.
Oh, well, so many happenings and definitely some things to put on our calendars. If you would like to find out more, you can visit entcenterforthearts.org to find out more information or obtain tickets. I'd like to thank our guest today, David Siegel, Executive Director of the Entz Center for the Arts, along with Joy Armstrong, Director and Lead Curator of GOCA Galleries of Contemporary Arts, and Caitlin Lowens, Artistic Director of Theater Works. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Extra on KRDO News Radio.